Colossians 3, verse 3 to 4. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So we are glad that you will have a pastor next week, right? And when I was asked to speak for this Sunday, actually I took the trip to overseas. I went to Japan and Korea, and my mind was, you know, on this Sunday. What should I share to my beloved EMers? You know, for KM we are doing a Book of John, study Book of John, but I was preparing this particular passage, topic. My wife and I, we've been studying together for past couple of years, and we talk a lot about identity. And this is kind of summary of what we've been studying. And this is something I want to really share with you. And so hear me in my heart as I share this message. Sometimes my deliverance may not be clear enough, but in spirit, okay, I want you to really try to hear it. And this is going to be a brief message. I want to talk about identity, not just identity, but Christian identity. What is Christian identity? Who we are in Christ. Identity has to do with how you view yourself, how value yourself, self-image. It has a relationship, right? Many of us, since we grew up in imperfect world, we do have a tilted self-image. We don't have good self-esteem. Therefore, we tend to not look, you know, we don't look ourselves with good self-image, and that applies to the others. Since we don't have good self-image, we don't have good self-image toward others. That's why we're good at hurting people. And so this world is broken world. This world is hurting world. So it is important to have Christian identity. And Tim Keller, he said there are two major influencer to identity. And he said first one is traditional approach. He actually said approach. But I like to change the word to value, traditional value and modern value. Traditional value is actually what we inherited from our parents. I was watching the movie on the way going to Korea this time. It's like elderly widow mom raising a child, only child, and he grew up as an adult. He graduated from college. And he has modern kind of value. But mother is insisting her traditional value. And there was like conflicts, collides, you know, between these two values. And I was watching the movie, I was telling to myself, the movie was based on the background was about 70s, 1970s. But I sense every generation, every 80s, 90s, 2000, I think there's always conflicts, traditional value and the modern values, always conflicts. There's a good aspect of traditional value, of course, and modern value as well. You know, like traditional value is more of communal. They try to be more of, you know, family oriented. Modern approach is more of like individualistic. You know, you gotta pursue your own dream, which is great, right? I sense the common grace in traditional approach and modern approach, yet this is not a Christian identity. That cannot be Christian identity. There's great value of it, but it's not. The problem is modern value these days, self-assertion, self-expression, knowing what you want, knowing what you really, you know, knowing your dream, so important, yet problem is we don't really know what we really want. So this is identity issue. You know, like trans things, transgender, trans-able, trans-racial, all these things are identity issues, don't you think? We are confused. We are very confused. So it is important for us to getting into Christian identity. Then what is it? What is Christianity? I want to share simple 3 points. First one is Christian identity is not based on actions, performances, but on the actions, performance of Christ. That is our identity. It's not based on our action, our performance, but performance of Christ. You know, one exceptional thing about this Christianity compared to other cultures and religion, that is, our salvation is based on performance of Jesus Christ. Look at every culture, look at every religion. They talk about, hey, in order for you to earn salvation, you have to work for it, you have to earn it. But only in Christianity, talks about Christ has done on the cross. He completed the task. He's the one to accomplish. So, I like this expression. Not achieved, but received. That's our identity. We don't achieve salvation, but we simply receive the salvation based on what Christ has done on the cross. 2 Corinthians 5:21, I love this passage. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us. You know, God considered Jesus as sin. He was holy. He was sinless. Yet, God made Jesus Christ who had no sin to be sin. For who? For us. So that in him we might become the righteousness of God. We are sitting on the seat of sin. He pushed us away. And he said, instead of us, it is standing. Christianity identity is standing on the solid ground. Not achieved, but received. That is our identity. Let me look at the point. As a Korean man who was born in Korea, you have to serve military duty, right? Did you guys know? Some of you guys are lucky not to serve, you know. Even BTS serve, you know, like, right? Recently, there was an Asian game held in Hangzhou, China. Korean national soccer team beat Japan, won gold medal. All of them who are in the team rosters, they were exempt from the military duty. Do you guys go like soccer? Anybody soccer fan? Lee Kang-in, I love him. I mean, he's great. He got exempt from the military duty. But did you know, even bench warmers? Yeah, they got exempt. They didn't even play 1 minute. Oh, but they were on the list, team rosters. Their name was on the team rosters, just like that. Did we do anything? No. We simply did was just acknowledge God. Lord, I want my name written in your book of life. Simply accept Christ as the Lord and Savior. Come simply profess your faith before the Lord. John chapter 17, most beautiful chapter. It's about the prayer. And she wanted to get rid of this life. She wants our identity. That is your identity. Don't get deceived by fool. Don't get deceived by the secular world. Don't get deceived by philosopher. Don't get deceived by traditional or modern value. Your identity is in Christ. Second point, Christian identity is based on person of Jesus Christ. Is this similar to the first point? Yes. I'm repeating myself again and again and again. It is important for us to hear again and again and again. That's what gospel is, right? But I want to focus on the person of Jesus Christ. You know logos? You heard the logos, right? What does the logos mean in Greek? This is what it means. Logos means the cosmic order of moral absolute. This is what logos means. Back in Jesus' time, Romans and Greeks, they used the word logos. And that's exactly what it means. The cosmic order of moral absolute. If you want to be somebody great, someone special, your life has to go along with logos. But John, chapter 1:1, John says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, there was a Logos, and the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. Who is this Logos? Anyone? Yeah. Became flesh and made his dwelling among us. Who is this guy? Yeah? Right, Linda? Jesus Christ, yes. Of course, yes. Yes, Jesus Christ. Normal, abstract, model, thought, but a person. You know, I've been telling my congregation, hey, try not to be a religious person. Please don't be a religious person, because religion will bind you. Christ came to set us free. So be the person, have a right relationship with Jesus Christ. The relationship is important, right? Person of Jesus Christ is important. You probably heard this illustration, Charles Brandon. He was the French tightrope walker. You know, tightrope, he's an acrobat. He's the one to try. He walked through Niagara Fall, you know, that the Canadian side to the American side over Niagara Fall. Before he performed, before he walked on that, you know, rope, he asked the audience, do you think I can walk? Do you think I can pull this off? You know what people said? Yes! Mr. Brandon, you can do this! Yes! He said, do you truly believe I can do this? Yes! They were crazy. They were yelling. They went crazy. Of course, Brandon, we believe in you. And he walked. He did. He pulled it off. He came back. Probably not backward, but everyone was like, Mr. Brandon, you're amazing. You're greatest. You know, like they were. Then Mr. Brandon asked once again, I'm going to carry one person in my bag. Do you think I can do this? Mr. Brandon, we believe in you. Yes. Any volunteer? Silence took place. Nobody volunteered except one guy, little kid. I volunteered. Wow, where do you get those braveness? Where do you get that boldness? You know, little kid said, that's my dad. He's my father. So I believe in him. You know, we say, I believe. I hear this so many times in the church. Can you say amen? People say, amen. People say, you know, I believe in. But you know what? Maybe they don't. They're just saying it. If they truly believe, I really want to see the fruit. But what is your identity? Jesus Christ. It's our identity. Last point, Christian identity is based on how God sees us through Jesus. Is this a similar point, first and second? Yeah, it is. Yeah. Jesus, God actually sees us through the lens of Jesus Christ. He sees us through the lens of Jesus Christ. And we are precious, beautiful, we are righteous before God. That is our identity. You know, if I want to choose one prayer from the entire Bible, I would choose John chapter 17, most beautiful chapter. It's about the prayer. Chapter 17 is known as high priesthood prayer. You know, this is what Jesus prayed for his disciples and us. And especially verse 23, I love this passage. In I in them and you in me. You know, oh, he had a like intimate relationship with God. I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity. Just like us, we are one. Let them be one. Then he said, you need to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. This particular phrase, expression, even as, what do you mean? Do you know how much God loved Jesus? Nobody know. Because, I mean, God knew Jesus so well. And he loved him so much that we cannot fully understand. But of course, God loved him. But that amount, that same, you know, the intensity. Just like God loved Jesus, God loves us. Even as he loves us. That same, you know, intensity. That's who you are. That's your identity. God loves you that much. That is our identity. Do not try to seek people's approval. I mean, I do seek people's approval. As a speaker, I get up. I feel good when someone whom I respect like recognizes me or gives me like praise. Pastor Kim Moksa. Dr. Choi, Chen Choi, who is with the Lord now, and he used to, you know, like telling me this, you know, he used to tell me, you know, made me comment, Pastor Ken, you did a good job this week. I was like, oh, really? You know, I didn't explain like that, but I was like, inside, I was like, oh, yes, you know, like I was so happy to hear, because that's the person whom I respect, right? But how much more? I mean, God. He knows us inside out, everything, but he considers us righteous because that's who we are. Again, this passage, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. We became righteousness of God. But I don't see real righteousness in me. I mean, but that's how you think, how you feel. But in reality, in truth, if you give your life to Christ, he paid everything, paid the debt, and you became the righteousness of God. Okay, then how can we keep this like Christian identity? Once a week service is not good enough. I mean, telling you, once a week, oh, Sunday, okay, I'll get some. Then Monday to Saturday, you just live whatever you want to live. I mean, you're not getting it. That's not what Christian identity is about. Go into deeper way. It's not obligation, duty, but something like dating someone you love, right? It's not obligation, right? Married couples. Is it obligation? It's just like, you know, my wife called me and say, honey, 자기야? You know, 자기야 is like honey, right? I say, who is this? Oh, this is Julie, your wife. You idiot. I mean, she doesn't say that, but... Then I say, Julie, who? Julie Kang? Julie Og? I don't do that, right? If I do that again, I'm in trouble, right? She say, 자기야, I just say, oh, 자기야. The moment I pick up the phone, now we have caller ID, you know, but, you know, back in those days, you just know your wife's voice, right? The intimacy has to take place. Then you don't get confused of your identity. You know which is right, which is wrong. You know this is speaking from the Lord. You know it's from Satan. You just know that if you have intimate relationship with the Lord. I want to end the service with one story. This is based on true story. I want to use the name just Sunny. Sunny, she grew up in a poor family. And the problem was she was too beautiful. That can be a problem, right? Yeah, it's like Janet, so beautiful, pretty, you know, like so pretty. And because of that, a lot of guys will, you know, like had a crush on her, they, you know, went after her. And she found her identity in guys. She found the value in guys. She felt comfortable, she felt value when she is in a man's arm. She met all kind of guys. Abusive guys, bad guys, mediocre guy, good guy, I mean, so many different guys, right? But she couldn't leave them because that was her identity. She put the value in it. One day she became Christian. She heard the good news of Jesus Christ, and she wanted to get rid of this life. She wanted to find true identity. And she went to
땅의 모든 족속이 너로 말미암아 복을 얻을 것이다. 참 얼마나 감사합니다. 지금 여기서 634년 후에 일어날 일을 말씀해 주고 있어요. 물론 자를 받는다. 그게 이제 모세의 언약입니다. 그리고 다윗을 줄 것이며 또 내 영을 너희 속에 두어 너희로 내 율례를 행하게 하리니.
What should I do? You know, you have to pursue your degree so you can get a degree and you can get a better job. You can make money. Then you will be successful. She said, wait a minute, I am very dysfunctional, like woman's image. Just try to convert it to dysfunctional guys pursuing career and success. That's another switching the idols. I don't see true identity in there. She was smart. And she started to work as a bank teller, and she got promoted after a few years. She had her own office, and this is what she said. Whenever a guy approached to me, I got tempted. I think about my previous life. Oh, then I am quoting this passage. The passage we read, "For you die, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. For you, suddenly you die. And your life is now hidden in Christ. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory." When Christ is your life, suddenly say, "Christ is my life." That's Christian identity. And she was saying, you know, when guy approached me, I feel like, oh, he can be my future husband. He's attractive, he's a good-looking guy. Yeah, but he can never be my life. Who knows, he can be my future husband, but he never can be my life because Jesus Christ is my life. Think about church, community. This is a beautiful community. I'm surprised. You guys held together. Praise God. Think about the community who have clearly understand this Christian identity and reminding each other, hey, your life is Christ. My life is Christ, your life is Christ. We're not going to judge others. We're not going to compete in one another. And I hope and pray God may bless each individual with this Christian identity. Can you join me in prayer? Father, we are so thankful that your salvation work on the cross. Yes, someone has to pay the price, and you are the one who paid the price. And we stand on the ground where you won the battle. And Father God, oftentimes we tend to perform Christianity and we tend to be religious person, Father, but help us not to be religious person, but one who have intimate relationship with you, Lord God. Thank you for seeing us righteous through the lens of Jesus Christ. Indeed, we are righteous because of what you have done for us, Lord God. Bless this community. Bless all of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.